All right, let's build a DJ style intro in Ableton Live 12 that feels like proper jungle and old school DNB energy, with vocals doing a lot of the vibe work. In this lesson, we're not making an intro that just fills time before the drop. We're making an intro that DJs can actually mix into, something that already has character, movement, and tension before the full drums and bass land. And the secret sauce here is using a vocal like an atmospheric hook, then shaping the groove with Ableton's groove pool so it feels human, a little loose, and very much in that classic old-school pocket. Start by setting your tempo around 170 BPM. That's a great middle ground for jungle and old-school DNB. Then set up a simple arrangement with tracks for vocal atmosphere, vocal chops, a breakbeat loop, maybe a kick and snare layer if you need it, a bass placeholder, and an FX track for risers or sweeps. The first thing to keep in mind is structure. We want the first 16 bars to feel like a proper intro. That means space early on, and then a gradual build. A very good beginner rule is to leave the sub bass out for the first 8 bars. That gives the DJ room, keeps the mix cleaner, and makes the drop hit harder later. Now choose a vocal that feels Sample-like. For this style, don't go for a huge pop lead. Think shorter phrase, spoken line, soulful cut, or even your own voice recorded simply. Drag it into an audio track and turn on warp. If it's a full phrase, Complex Pro usually works well. If it's chopped and rhythmic, Beats Mode can be better. Once the vocal is in time, shape it with EQ8. High passes so the low end gets out of the way. Usually somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz is a good starting point. If it sounds muddy, gently dip the low mids around 300 to 500 Hz. If it gets harsh, tame the upper mids a little, then add reverb, not too much at first. You want atmosphere, not soup. A decay of around 2 to 3 seconds is a nice starting point, with a little pre-delay so the vocal stays intelligible. That gives you that distant, memory-like intro feel that works so well in jungle. Next, make the vocal feel like part of the rhythm. Chop it into 2 to 4 short slices, and space them across the bar so they answer each other. Think of it like percussion first, hook second. That's a really important mindset for this kind of music. In jungle and DNB intros, a vocal often works best when it locks into the groove rather than trying to sing over everything. You can also add delay to that vocal track. Try an eighth note or dotted eighth with modest feedback. Then automate the delay amount up slightly at the end of phrases so the echoes spill forward into the next bar. That's a classic build trick, and it works really well in DNB because the delay tail becomes part of the tension. Now bring in the breakbeat. This is where the track starts to breathe like jungle. Drag in a break loop, something with classic energy and strong transients. Use warp in beats mode so it stays drum-friendly. Then open the groove pool and try a subtle swing groove. The key word there is subtle. You do not want the break to fall apart. You want it to feel like it has human timing. Start with around 30 to 55% groove amount and listen carefully. A little swing on the timing can make a huge difference. That slight push and pull is a big part of why old school jungle feels alive. If the break feels too rigid, nudge it gently. Don't overquantize it. In fact, some looseness is good here. That's part of the style. It should feel tight enough to dance to, but not so perfect that it sounds computer locked. Once the break is working, add a second percussion layer if the intro needs more movement. This could be the closed hat, a rim shot, a tiny percussion loop, or some ghost snare hits. Keep it simple. The goal is to suggest the groove without fully revealing the drop yet. On that extra layer, EQ out the low end, and if needed, use drum bus lightly for a bit of grit. You can also use utility to keep the layer centered or to control width if things start feeling too wide too early. Now comes one of the most important parts, automation. Use auto filter on the breakbeat, and maybe also on the vocal bus. Start with the filter pretty closed, then gradually open it over the 16 bars. In the first 4 bars, keep it muffled. By bars 5 to 8, open it a bit. By bars 9 to 12, let more mid-range through. And by the final bars, open it up so the listener feels the drop arriving. This is where the intro starts to feel like a journey. You can also automate reverb and delay sends so the vocal gets wetter in the second half of the intro. That dry versus wet contrast is a super easy way to create motion without adding extra notes. If you want to hint at the bass, do it carefully. Keep the real sub out early. Instead, use a filtered bass note or a short bass pulse in the later bars. You can use something simple with operator, wavy-table, or analog, but keep it restrained. The point is to tease the bass line, not fully reveal it. A great DNB intro often works because it leaves space. That's a big lesson here. If the intro is already full and loud, the drop won't feel as powerful. So leave headroom. Keep the arrangement light early, and let the energy come from timing, texture, and automation rather than from stacking too many sounds. For the final transition into the drop, make one clear move. Don't overcomplicate it. You could cut the vocal and let the reverb tail ring out. Mute the break for a half bar, add a reverse crash, or throw in a simple fill on the last bar. One strong transition is usually better than five small ones. A really classic move is to open the filter fully on the last bar, then let the full break and bass hit right after. That gives the drop a proper payoff. It feels clean, DJ-friendly, and effective. If you want extra grit, try saturator or drum bus on the drum group, but keep it modest. A little drive can add edge without killing the transients. You still want the break to punch. And if the vocal gets buried, use EQ to clear space around 250 to 400 HC. Also, check the mix in mono with utility from time to time. This is especially useful in bass music, because a wide intro can sound huge in stereo and still fall apart in mono if the low mids are messy. Keep the low end controlled, and keep the main rhythmic energy solid. Here's the big picture to remember. Rhythm comes from the break, texture comes from the vocal, tension comes from FX and automation, and impact comes from the drop. That's the order of operations. So, to recap the workflow, set your tempo around 170 BPM, build a 16-bar intro, choose a short vocal phrase, warp and EQ it, add reverb and delay, chop it rhythmically, bring in a swung breakbeat with groove pool, add a simple percussion layer, automate filter movement, keep the sub out early, tease the bass layer, and finish with a clear transition into the drop. If you do it right, the intro won't feel empty. It'll feel intentional. It'll feel like a record that can actually sit in a DJ set. And most importantly, it'll already sound like jungle or old school DNB before the full groove even lands. Now your challenge is simple. Build your own 16-bar intro using just one vocal idea, one break, and one clear transition move. Keep it clean, keep it vibey, and let the groove do the heavy lifting.